You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom, I want you to lend me your ear for a second. Took the kids out this weekend to the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit.
Beautiful thing, huh?
See what I did there with the ear thing? It was downtown. what a great experience. We were just looking for something a little different to do with the kiddos. So we scooped them up and went down there. And it truly is just a sensory overload experience. Really, really cool exhibit. You go in and they've got two different rooms that you can sit down in. And you're completely surrounded by movie screens.
Mm-hmm.
And they project a story of Van Gogh in there and all of his works, and it's set to music, really beautiful music. And not only is it like on all four sides of you, there's also projectors on the ceiling that blast it onto the floor. So you're like in this trippy art land for like 40 minutes, and really cool. They also, it's like there's mirror sculptures and things in there, so it's also reflecting off all these mirror sculptures, and the kids just... they gobbled it up, man. It was so fun. We actually stayed twice. We sat through it twice that we liked it so much. But truly,
and they don't mind you doing that?
No, they're like, stick around, stay as long as you want, take pictures, blah, blah, blah. I'll post some pictures a little later. But it was just so fun and something different, you know, for a family. And I was telling Nicole, I was like, man, if we were dating, this would be a place that I would take you on a date, because it's just kind of fun and different. It was kind of funny, though, but before we went to it, we kind of had to tell the kids, you know, a little bit of the backstory about Van Gogh, so they knew what they were getting into and who this guy was.
How much did you tell them, though?
Pretty much everything. You know, we didn't go into the medical definitions of what he had, but, you know, he had a hard life, and his mind was confused at times. And
I was going to say, did you tell them that he had a descent into madness, or what did you say?
Yeah, I just said he just had a rough life sometimes, and then we kind of got into, and I go, oh, yeah, and he cut his ear off, too, which kind of freaked the kids out a little bit. But it was funny, because Nicole was really spewing a lot of knowledge on Van Gogh, and I was like, oh, my gosh, how do you know so much about this guy? And she's like, oh, I was in a play in high school all about Van Gogh.
Oh, really?
I was like, really? What part did you play? She's like, oh, I played the prostitute that he gave his ear to.
Excellent.
I was like, what? You were? So you can imagine the jokes for the rest of the weekend coming from me, you know. I was like, hey, if I give you my ear tonight, you know.
Nicole played a hooker. That's fantastic.
She played a hooker. And yes, don't email me. I know there's conflicting stories on whether or not it was actually a prostitute or a maid working at the brothel and whatever. There's all sorts of conflicting stories. But for my own personal bubble, it was really freaking funny to see my wife say, oh, yeah, I played a prostitute in high school.
I think it's cool that kids 6 and 10 can get into something like that, and it's probably because of the multimedia aspect of it. If it had just been one of those displays where you just walk around and look at things hanging on the wall,
yeah.
I imagine the kids would be bored out of their gourd. But the fact that they make it immersive and such a multimedia, you know, dazzling display.
Eyes wide open for those little kiddos, man.
And that's what kids are used to now, right? They're used to things that dazzle them on a screen.
Yeah, overstimulation, you know.
So it's almost like that's the only way to reach them anymore is to put something on a screen.
Yeah, and it worked. You know, they got to see something really cool, and they actually learned something this weekend. So
I will tell you, along that screen thing, quickly, this weekend... my cat, Niles the Weirdo, officially became insufferable because Gretchen has been putting on the screen that we have in the family room is on, you know, like a stand, a table type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, a big flat screen thing that's sitting on. We don't have it hanging on the wall. It's just on the stand on this table. So Niles has been jumping up there, and Gretchen has been putting on YouTube, actual YouTube.
Yeah.
And putting on cat TV videos with, you know, birds and
like laser pointers,
strings that go around, and squirrels and cockroaches and things like that that go across the screen. And he is now absolutely infatuated to the point he's always been into football.
Mm-hmm.
If a football game is on, he will jump up there and he'll paw at the players and the ball and stuff like that. But now it's to the point where he jumps up there all the time, and he sits there, he's waiting for something to entertain him on that screen. Mm-hmm. I had to take him down 10 times last night during the game.
Does he have his front claws in still?
He does. But
well, are you at all worried about the condition of your TV?
No, all he does is get some of his eye goobers and stuff on there. So we just clean it off every so often. The screen itself is fine.
Gross.
But I've got all sorts of video of him losing his mind things on the screen. And sure enough, he sat there last night right on the edge and watched the football game.
Go back and
forth.
He's
watching the Super Bowl, and occasionally he'll reach up and paw at a player's helmet or something.
I wonder what's going on through that little cat mind, huh?
Well, I don't know. This morning I walked in the living room, and he immediately jumped up on the table like, all right, turn on my cat TV. He is like a kid and screens.
That's right. That's right, man.
So
that's funny.
Anyway, that's what's going on in our world.